Deja vu. I just heard this.
Right. Right. Now, in fairness to you, we did work an extra hour today. We filled in for Steve from 9 to 10, so...
I don't like making mistakes.
No, well...
There was a setting on this board that had me listening to real time, because if we're on the stream, we're, I don't know, 10, 20, maybe even a couple minutes of a delay.
Yes.
So I heard Don Kleppen sign off, and I remember gurring at him when he said, oh, here's the... And now we go with the Wintrust Business Lunch. Well, what about us?
What about us, Don Kleppen?
You got to split it up because some people are going to the stream.
Why does Don Kleppen play favorites, Wendy? What's in it for Don Kleppen?
I don't know.
Is Steve giving him a kickback somehow? Is that what's going on? Because he should say to people, you have two options.
Right.
You can listen to Steve, you can listen to us. Yeah.
Or give neither.
Kleppen's on the take.
Give them both or give them neither.
Right.
That sounds so foreign coming
right.
from me. Neither.
I'm with you all the way.
What was his podcast? Because maybe Bertrand has some way to get him his podcast back.
I can't remember what his podcast was.
It wasn't Steppin' with Kleppen.
It was, although that would be a good, if he was teaching people to do like the Texas two-step and that kind of thing. Wouldn't that be a great podcast with Don Kleppen?
I would enjoy it.
Oh, that would be crazy. It would break every record.
Well, welcome to the stream, peoples. We're
yes.
here.
Yes, we are.
Again,
here.
I'm sorry to Orion because I interrupted him on the first part of this.
You don't want to do that more than once.
I know. He does scare me a little bit.
Good luck the next time you're in a Jameson Steakhouse enjoying the rice pilaf, because he will make things even. You know what I'm talking about. I don't, but you do.
Yeah, I do.
Wendy, on the regular show, on the terrestrial radio version of our show, I found an article on BuzzFeed. You found, I think, the exact same article. These are crazy facts that when you hear, you say to yourself, I bet that's not true. They are true.
Some of them we've proven false.
Yeah, right out of the box, you proved one that you can't breathe and hum at the same time or something. Is that what it is?
No, it's impossible to hum while holding your nose.
Oh,
but,
yeah. It tails off a little.
It's like I put a mute on me.
But you can't do a whole, I mean, they didn't say you could do a whole song. You can do a couple of bars to a song.
I could probably do it.
Do you think you could do a whole one?
Why not?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like you put that mute in the trombone.
Yeah.
This is the Wendy mute, which people wish would be invented. Mainly you and my husband.
Come on. Come on. All right. So here they are. A bunch of facts that you say to yourself, I don't see that being true, but they're true. Here's one about Betty White, Wendy. Do you have time for a fun
yes.
fact about Betty White?
Love her.
Betty White is older than sliced bread.
That is not good.
To be older than sliced bread.
Because I could see her saying, what, am I older than sliced bread? And you'd have to say.
Yes, Betty White, you are older than sliced bread. So Betty is in her 90s. Were they not, did no one thought to bring a knife to bread until then? Bread has been around since the beginning of time. Bread is mentioned in the Bible a couple times.
The loaves.
Right, the
but
loaves
they
of bread.
Cut it themselves.
There was also a scene where James the Lesser had a Stelladora breadstick. Do you remember that? It's in
no,
the St. James
was
version.
Was smaller than James the Greater?
That's not important. That's not important. But bread has been around a long time. So in all the years of bread making, nobody said, you know, I don't want that much bread. I just want a small slice. I'm just making a panini. I'll cut it. Nobody thought of that?
No, they could cut it, but it wasn't sold in pre-slices. Bread is one of the world's oldest prepared foods. Evidence humans were whipping up a crude form of bread some 30,000 years ago.
Wow.
Sliced bread, however, has been around for less than a century. The first automatically sliced commercial loaves were produced on July 6, 1928 in Chillicothe, Missouri, using a machine invented by Otto Rowetter. Iowan-born, Missouri-based jeweler.
He is known, Wendy, in the business as the father of bread cutting. Otto is.
Rowetter's quest to make sliced bread a reality was not without its challenges. A 1917 fire destroyed his prototype and blueprints. And he also faced skepticism from bakers who thought factory sliced loaves would quickly go stale or fall apart. But in 1928, he rebuilt the power-driven multi-bladed bread slicer, and it was put into service at his friend Frank Bench's Chillicothe Baking Company.
And the rest is bread history.
So wow. 1928. So when
and
was
Betty
she born?
Betty White is older than that. She's in her 90s.
Good golly.
So she is, in fact, older than sliced bread.
Wow.
My grandmother used to say, this is a phrase that reminds me of that. My grandmother used to say, that's the cutest thing since Coca-Cola. It's hard to measure that, isn't
Does
it?
Does she mean those little cute little bottles?
I just think she meant it in any way, shape, or form. But I never understood the comparison. Because Coca-Cola is not, it's refreshing, but it's not cute, right?
Well, the little bottles were very cute, and weren't they the first ones to come out?
The 10-ounce bottles?
I don't know. They were the little cute bottles? Tiny ones.
We call them the cute bottles in my house. Yeah, I think that's a 10-ounce. It's a 10-ounce bottle, I think.
I thought
an 8-ounce. There might be an 8-ounce. Yeah? But isn't that a strange comparison for something that is cute?
Yeah, but for some reason, I understand what she means.
Yeah. Here's another fun fact that you might find hard to believe. Did you know that the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland?
Well, that's dumb.
Because it's fictional. There are no unicorns.
Is Scotland fictional?
No, Scotland's real.
Then why would they have a fictional? That's dumb.
I think maybe that's Scotland's way of saying to the rest of the world, this national animal thing is an idiotic idea, so we'll just pick a fake one. I think that's Scotland's way of just, eh.
The under the chin.
Yeah, you take your hand and you just, nah, like that. I think that's Scotland's way of saying that. This is a different one, by the way. Should I make that boop
yes,
noise?
Yes, this was in our film strips.
Right. Boop. The strawberry is, in fact, not a berry at all, but a banana is a berry.
Okay, what?
According to people who judge fruit judgers, you know who you are, you fruit judgers. They say that a berry is, in fact, not a berry. Even though it has the name berry in it, like a blueberry is a berry, a raspberry is a berry, Halle Berry is not a berry, Marion Berry was not a berry. But the strawberry, which you would say, like if somebody said to you really quick, your life depends on it, name three berries, you'd go, well, strawberry, that would be the first one out of the box, right?
Yeah, it's
you'd
not a berry?
Nope. It's a legume.
No, it is not.
It's
a banana?
A banana, they say, is.
Wait a minute. Why isn't a strawberry a berry?
It doesn't fit the criteria, but
what is the criteria?
I don't know.
See, I'm getting mad at this article now.
Don't be mad, Wendy. Don't. That's not going to get you anywhere.
Because I know that a tomato is technically
a berry.
A fruit. As opposed to a vegetable, because there are seeds inside. Anything with a seed inside is a fruit, as opposed
no
to a vegetable.
No vegetables have fruit in, have seeds?
I don't know how that goes now.
Oh. But a strawberry, for those of you who have, like if somebody said to you, hey, we're taking a survey for the American Berry Association, what's your favorite berry? Do not say strawberry, because you'll be laughed out of town.
They're derived from a single flower with more than one ovary, making them an aggregate fruit. True berries are simple fruits stemming from one flower with one ovary, and they have several seeds. So strawberries and raspberries.
I'm not comfortable knowing the gynecological history of my berries. I'd prefer not to know that. I'm much more good with just enjoying them, not seeing, you know, the OBGYN's report on their history. I ask for that. When I go to Mariano's, I go, could you please not show me that? I just want to purchase a bag of them. Thank you. What about Fred Rerun Berry, Wendy? Where does he stand?
What about Barry Livingston?
What about him? What about him?
The banana, turns out, is a berry, scientifically speaking, as are eggplants, grapes, and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it.
Elderberries? Those are old berries. What about them?
Respect your elderberry.
You got to respect your elderberries.
Berry has three distinct fleshy layers.
Yeah.
The exocarp, which is the outer skin.
Oh.
The mesocarp, which is the fleshy middle.
Yeah.
And endocarp, which is the innermost part, which holds the seeds.
Yeah.
A grape's outer skin is the exocarp. Its fleshy middle is the mesocarp. And the jelly-like insides holding the seeds constitute the endocarp.
That's my favorite part of the berry.
The insides?
Yeah. That's the part I eat. I don't eat the outsides at all.
The same layered structure appears in other berries, including the banana and watermelon, although the exocarps
are a bit
tougher. The watermelon
is a berry.
That's what they're saying.
Wendy, this just in, according to this list on BuzzFeed, an avocado, also a berry. I would not have seen that coming.
It's not a berry because there's a pit in it.
They say
then
it
a peach should be a berry.
I don't make the rules. I just, you know, I abide by them, but I don't make them. Boop.
Yeah, this one puzzles
this is,
me.
This
it
one's
baffles
infuriating.
Me. I'm mad.
New York City is further south than Rome, Italy.
What?
This is it's a fun fact. New York City, further south, if you're looking at a globe and you're betting somebody on which is more south, Rome or New York, go with New York because it is further south.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you're looking at a globe.
Yes. North Korea and North Korea and Finland are separated by just one country.
Really?
But it's a big honking country. It's Russia, which is gigantic.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you'd think, oh, those are probably at opposite ends of the earth, Finland and North Korea. No, just one country in the middle, and that's Russia, which is huge. You know that.
Yes, it is giant. It's bigger than Pluto.
Yes. There are more fake flamingos in the world than real flamingos.
That's a sad tale of woe. If that's true, are they endangered?
I don't know for sure if they're endangered. I just know I haven't seen fake flamingos in a long time. There was a time where if people were sending a birthday message to a husband or wife, they would rent or buy a whole bunch of fake flamingos, mm-hmm. and they would spell out, "Happy birthday, Marsha, on your lawn." And
what if your
wife's
name was
my wife's name's Janet. Why does it say Marsha? I don't know. I thought it'd be novel. But if I was a flamingo, yeah, I would feel challenged by that. Wouldn't it be scary if somebody said there are more fake people in the world than real people, more mannequins than real people? You go, wow, even though we've lost Michael Jackson, there's still more mannequins than real people? How does that happen?
It's too soon.
Flamingos are a berry. Did you know that? That can't be right.
All right. First of all, I've just figured out why you ruined my life. Here's why.
Because
everything you say, I believe, and it's because the way you say it is so convincing.
Is that true?
Yes, because you just said that, and I know it not to be true. A flamingo is not a berry.
No, that was just messing with you. That's not true.
But the way you said it, I would believe you.
Oh, really?
And this is why you are a thorn in my side.
I don't
sometimes.
Mean to be a thorn in your side.
Well, I believe everything you say. Why don't I ever learn?
Yeah, at some point you should probably
catch
on.
It's the way in which you say it, so calm, cool, and assuredly.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, I don't mean to sound any of those things, Wendy. I apologize.
There are six remaining species of flamingos left in the world. The Andean, the Caribbean, the Chilean, the James the Greater.
James the Greater.
And lesser flamingos live through South America, the Caribbean, and Africa. The greater flamingo is the largest species, can measure up to 5 feet tall and weighing up to 8 pounds.
Wow.
That's only 8 pounds? That must mean 80.
No, I don't think so, because flamingos are very thin. I've never, like, there's no fat flamingos. Fatningos. There's none. Flamingos.
Well, their legs are thin.
But they're born thin, and then their diet is, they have a very great diet. Yeah, they eat shrimp.
That's why they're pink.
They, because of the shrimp intake, they work out constantly. They're always at the health club. You see them like 5 days out of the week.
The Flamingo Club.
At the Flamingo Club. Yes. So, yeah, fat flamingos are few and far between.
Yeah, I think I read that they're pink because of the...
Because they eat so much shrimp.
I think that's it.
I eat a lot of shrimp. I'm not pink. Do you think I am?
No.
I'm like flesh. I'm flesh
color. You're peach.
I'm peachy. That's
well, your flesh is different. Remember, Trail of Crayons got into a big hoopla.
Yep.
Males, average weight 6.2 pounds. Wouldn't you expect a flamingo to weigh more than that?
That's exactly what I'd expect.
I would have said 30 pounds.
Really?
They live...
Where would you think they're hiding all that weight? Because they're so thin.
Well, their middle is big. Like an ostrich has that, too. The legs are thin because they stand up to 57 inches tall, which is, what, 5'7"?
No.
Or just I don't know. 60
would be
5 feet.
5'7".
Yeah. All right, so 4'7", And females can weigh, average pound, 4.9 pounds, male, 6.2, and the life expectancy, 40 years.
Flamingos live to be 40.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good. That is really good. I have another animal one. Boop. Mammoths went extinct 1,000 years after Egyptians finished building the Great Pyramid. So when you think of the mammoth, you go prehistoric times, long time ago. But no, just 1,000 years after Egyptians finished building the Great Pyramid.
That's pretty fascinating.
This is what I tried to do, and I can't do it right. See if you can do it better than I can. It says if you put your finger in your ear...
What? I can't hear you. I have my finger in my ear.
Wait until all the directions are given and then try it. If you put your finger in your ear and scratch, it sounds like Pac-Man. Now, I tried to do this.
Waka,
I wasn't
waka,
getting
waka,
any.
Waka, 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 waka.
Oh, now I couldn't do it at home. Why can't I do it here at the office? At home, I didn't get any noise. Oh, you know why? I was doing both ears at the same time.
No, just one. Just
too much.
You don't really scratch it, but you move your finger like.
Right. Yeah.
It does. Who discovered that, and why is that a fast fact? Who needs to know that?
I don't know what.
Inky,
know.
Pinky, and Sue?
Inky, Pinky, Blinky, and Sue.
I didn't know. Blinky doesn't need to know.
You don't want him to be filled with knowledge? what do Anne Frank... Oh, this will sound like a joke, and you shouldn't make jokes about Anne Frank. What do Anne Frank, Martin Luther King Jr., and Barbara Walters all have in common?
I don't know.
This is structured like a joke, and it is not a joke. This is a fun fact.
All right, what?
They were all born in the same year, 1929. You would have thought Anne Frank was way before both Barbara Walters and Martin Luther King Jr., but no, same year,
that's
1929.
Interesting.
All right, we must take a break.
Wait, flamingos stay thin by dancing. That's why they don't...
Flamingo dancers.
Yes.
Yep.
All birds are super lightweight like flamingos because they have hollow bones. And I guess when you think about it, even if their body's kind of big, they're made of feathers.
Yeah, right.
So
that's true. So there's not a lot of weight in feathers.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We'll take a break. We can either do more of these or other things. It's the stream. It's whatever. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We're going to need a couple of facts before we get to our news.
Do you want more, Wendy?
Yeah.
I have more for you. All right.
Kim Gordon usually does our news. Well, she does our news Tuesday through Friday, but for some reason she does not come in till a little bit later on Mondays.
Right.
So Mondays, we never know who's coming in. So we'll see who comes in.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise.
I like it.
I like a good surprise. All right, here are more fun facts. Maine, of all the U.S. states, Maine is the one closest to Africa.
Seems to make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. The name Jessica was created by William Shakespeare for his play The Merchant of Venice. Much like your name was invented by James Barry for Peter Pan, he thought up the name Jessica. It was one of the characters in Merchant of Venice. He never gets the credit. It's a very pretty name. I think a better girl's name than a guy's name, I think. Don't you?
Yeah. I like Jesse for a boy.
Yeah. Yep.
Not Jesse.
Well,
Jesse.
That name is going to take a hit. I think if that name was becoming popular, I think because of Mr. Smollett, it's going to go back a little bit.
Although it was popular with one person.
Right. I don't know anyone else who has got that name.
And I just didn't understand it because it sounded like when people were doing news reports, they were saying Jesse.
Yeah, but it's J-U-S-S-I-E.
Jesse.
Is his given name Justin?
Oh, that makes sense.
Could that be it?
I don't know. But you know, we were talking about the little baby glass bottles of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You can get them personalized. Can you see what I wrote on this one?
Yeah. You put my nickname as a baby, Willy Lump Lump, on there.
You want me to buy that for you?
Yeah, I'd love to have a bottle of Coke that says Willy Lump Lump on it.
Is it IE or Y? I went IE, but I didn't.
I think it's IE. I'm pretty sure it's IE. They never wrote it out. They called me, for people who don't know, when I was a baby, my head was misshapen. much different from it is today, where it's basically a human-shaped head. But
you don't have a weird-shaped head, though.
I don't now, but as a baby, I did. I don't know what happened. It was explained to me. You tell me, because I don't know. The only time I've ever been near a baby's birth was my own, and I remember almost none of it.
Well, had C-sections, so you didn't have weird heads.
With my daughters,
yes.
You mean? Yeah, right. But apparently there was some sort of a forceps mishap when I was being taken out on my head.
Yeah.
So for the first several weeks or months.
Or a vacuum they used, too.
Yeah, they had a Hoover upright.
No, they did. Because Michael's head was a little misshapen for a while.
But you didn't call him Mikey Lump Lump. Like, my parents, they used that
to
make fun of me.
Well, I'm not going to get a bottle of Coke that says, share a Coke with Willie Lump Lump.
Now I'm fine. Even at the time, I'm like, whatever, if that's the best you can do, if you need that to make fun of me. But, yeah, for years, they would tell me the story about having a baby, me, with a misshapen head. And I said, oh, did that make you sad? Because if I, you know, there's so much going on when your baby's born, and I would go, oh no, what sort of a life will my child have with a misshapen head? But they go, no, we thought up a funny nickname. It was fine.
Well, they came by to take pictures when Michael was born, and I had the little hospital cap, you know, to keep their head warm. And the lady, the photographer, came in, and she whipped the hat off, and she goes, okay, we're gonna take. I go, put that hat back on.
Right.
Oh, well, for the picture, I said, I don't care. I want it on. Michael's head was a little weird for a while.
For how long? For weeks or months?
No, it was for months, I think. And my friend Buzz Kilman, when Piper was born, he said it was very alien-like because it's almost like the baby came out. And that's why babies have soft spots, a fontanelle on their head, because the plates of the skull have to move to allow
growth.
No, well, yeah, but to also to kind of move a little bit to get through the birth canal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's a tight fit, kind of. I mean, there is some stretching, but it's a tight fit. So Buzz claims that Piper's head, like, went back immediately. Like,
oh,
he
really?
Could see it. Michael's did not. And then probably a year or two after Michael was born, he was born in 99, they had these little cranium helmets that...
oh, wow.
It almost looked like, you know how wrestlers have, kind of a strappy thing with earmuff-like things? That's what they have for kids who had misshapen heads.
Oh.
So, I mean, there actually became a thing. You might have had to wear one of those when you were younger.
No, they didn't do that, but they would put,
they didn't
notes,
have them then.
Like, pick up milk. They would put that, like,
weird.
With a magnet on my head and stuff. I think they were taking advantage of me. That's just my, you know, I was
made
a baby.
You stronger.
Wendy, thank you for saying that. I like to think it did. I don't know for sure that it did, but I like to think it did. All right, we have some news. David Miranda's here with the news. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you guys?
Nice to see you.
Wrong microphone. There you
nice
go.
Nice to see you, too.
How are you? Everything good?
It could
in
be better.
Land?
Weather-wise.
Oh, weather-wise. Yeah, it's a little...
don't you want to just take a nap when it's like this?
Yes, you do. You don't even know what to expect. I'm coming from Mexico.
Oh.
And I was in 78-degree weather, sunny, vitamin D, and then you come here, and it's depression waiting to happen.
This is great. At least the snow. Did you notice yesterday prior to the snow completely melting? It couldn't have been brighter because all that sun was reflecting off the snow. It's like it hurt my eyes.
Oh.
Especially those people that have LASIK. When you have too much eye like that, have that LASIK?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Why?
It's even worse. I got LASIK about 6 years ago, and ever since then, the snow, the light, it really, really.
You're more sensitive to it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's even worse for us.
And I still have to wear glasses because it didn't last very long.
Oh, that's not good.
I got one eye for distance and one for a close-up.
Oh,
that's how they do it. And it's pretty amazing.
Can you pick? Is it up to you to say, I'll take left for distance
or
right for close-up?
No, they take whatever one's stronger. Like, and it's maybe sometimes hard to pass a driver's test when you have to look in there with one eye because one is close, one is distance. I don't have restrictions because I can still see.
Right.
But it's amazing to me how your brain will even out your eyes.
Sure.
It's the coolest thing when you think about it.
And if you wear glasses, when I used to wear glasses, when I wore the glasses at the beginning of the day, I had to use them all day. But if I didn't start off with the glasses, I would only need them at night.
That's me.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I should really be wearing them again. No restrictions. But, like, I didn't put them on today. And the days that I do, if it's, like, dark out or something, I need to wear them all day or I can't see.
It's like a muscle. That's what the doctor told me.
Oh,
It's like a muscle. You need to train it to build, to gain a little bit of power.
I'm having, in 2 months, it's called nasal LASIK. And what it'll do is one of my nostrils will smell long distance and then the other one will just be for close-up.
That's like the freak operation now?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't need it. I just want to have it done.
And depending on what you have to scratch and sniff or what.
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, David. Wait, David, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Since you brought up the Avengers and it's breaking all kinds of world records at the box office, I can only think of one superhero who hailed from Mexico.
El Chapulín Colorado.
What?
Say that again.
El Chapulín Colorado, the one with the red suit?
Who? No, I don't know that guy at all. The one that I was going to mention is a guy named El Diablo, who was a DC hero for a while.
El Diablo?
He got killed off, sadly. But he was the only Mexican superhero I knew of until you just mentioned...
El Chapulín Colorado.
Tell me about this guy. I don't know who this guy is.
This guy had...
Is Marvel or DC?
What?
Was he a Marvel superhero or a DC superhero?
No, he was just a TV superhero.
Oh, he was on television.
Yes. Yeah, he had his own TV show. He's a legend. Yes, he just died about 4 years ago. And he had his series where it was all white comedy, which nowadays in Mexico, it's all double standard, double meaning, or vulgar.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you have a comedian for kids, for example, you have a woman half naked in the show, and you're like, okay, that's no longer a children's show.
On a kid's show.
Yes, on a kid's show. So El Chapulín Colorado. So he had like the antennas, and like at the end of the antennas, he had like pool balls, two red pool balls as well. And he was always in red. And he's like, now who's going to save me now? And it would be like, well, me, El Chapulín Colorado, like Superman sort of kind
of.
So he would come and save the world.
Could he fly?
No, he could not.
Could he run real fast?
He was a klutz and clumsy.
He was clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a superhero, but for comedic value.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He wanted people to save him instead of him saving others.
It was like, where he was a klutz, he was stumbling all over, but you would laugh like crazy. So
really?
It was therapy, yes.
Have you seen this recently, or did you only see it when you were a small
child?
It's
still, my parents, it was actually something my parents would see, but till this day, you see the rerun on cable channels and on weekends or nights in the open channels for like I think it's Univision.
And oh wow!
Till this day, you'll laugh like crazy. You know what? Even the people that do not speak Spanish,
they just laugh
at whatever's happening there.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I want to see it. I never heard of this guy.
El Chapulín.
El Chapulín, and
not El Chapo.
What is that? No, I know. What is El Chapulín?
That's another hero. For other people.
Right. What does El Chapulín translate to?
Chapulín?
What does that mean?
Chapulín is a grasshopper.
Oh, he's the grasshopper.
Chapulín, yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, but he's red. You know, you just made me think.
Why wouldn't he be green?
Exactly. Right? More like a lobster.
Yeah. Yeah, that's curious. The color choice is a very curious one. Did he have an arch enemy? Was there, like, you know, Joker is to Batman or Lex Luthor is to Superman? Who is El Chapulín's?
No.
He didn't have an enemy.
No, not at all.
Wow.
He was just a friend of the world.
How about that?
YouTube.
All right, I will find him.
A friend of the world.
Friend to the world, Wendy.
Yes.
I like
Who wouldn't want that designation? That's
Especially
fantastic.
These days.
Right. It's a hard job to be friend to the world, but El Chapulín, he pulled it off. Did he have a sidekick? A lot of times, like Batman has Robin, did he have a guy like that?
No.
No sidekick, no archenemy.
He would just appear out of nowhere, under the table, in back of a car. He would just appear like, you know what? It reminded me of that commercial, like, and what that Eagle Man commercial.
Yeah, like, he was like Eagle Man.
Yeah, like boom, he would just appear. Yeah, like just like
wow, that's great. El Chapulín.
Chapulín. Yeah.
Chapulín.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, David.
No
that's
problem.
Very, very nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, I'm going to leave this up to you. I have more of these fun facts. If you want them, I've got them. If not, don't worry about it.
Well, we just have, we don't have very much time left. And this is What's Hot, What's Cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
Mm-hmm.
I've been enjoying most of them. Are there still some good ones?
No. There's only... The rest of them. Well, you tell me. I mean, some of these are interesting. Like, I didn't know this. There are more tigers in Texas than in the entire rest of the world.
I never would have thought that. Tigers?
I don't think, when I think of Texas, tigers don't even come into the game for me. I don't even think about that. And I've been to Texas twice.
Siberian tigers do not come from there.
No, they're from Siberia.
Right.
Right.
Why?
I don't know why. Why would Texas have so many tigers?
See, you know what I don't like about this BuzzFeed thing? Is
they don't explain.
Yeah.
They should spend more time.
I could just say anything.
Right. Well, their claim is that they've done research, but I want to see the paperwork on some of these. Like, that's, when I was in Texas those two times, that wasn't a constant concern of the Texans. Was, you know, we're going to take you to dinner. We'll get you some nice food, but be careful. There's tigers everywhere. That never happened.
What is their exact thing that they said?
These are their words. There are more tigers in Texas than the entire rest of the world.
In most areas of Texas, if you want to own a tiger, there's nothing to stop you. After India, the state of Texas now has the world's second largest tiger population.
But what you just said there then would prove them wrong.
Right.
Because then there are more tigers in India than
right.
in Texas.
There are more than 2,000 tigers living in the Lone Star State, and the majority of them are kept as backyard pets.
Oh.
So that's why there's so many of them. I don't think you should be allowed to have a tiger. And listen, I think they're gorgeous.
Right.
But they're not...
It's not a great house pet, right?
Not a great...
Great!
House pet.
What about Detroit? Detroit's got tigers everywhere. I saw 25 of them yesterday. John Tyler, Wendy, the 10th president of the United States, has a grandson who is alive today.
That's kind of wild.
That one's interesting.
We should hook him up with Thomas Jefferson. Don't you think? I mean,
yes.
They could have a little conversation.
That'd be a fun chat. Now, this one, there's a picture of, but I will do my best to explain it. It says, this is the actual size of a traffic light. Now, when you see a traffic light up above you, if you had to envision how big it is, it looks to be less than a yard, right?
I was just going to say maybe a yardstick.
Well, there's a picture of one down, like it's not up on the pole where it normally is, and there's a lady next to it, and the top of the traffic light comes to like the mid part of her chest.
Which is probably about 3 feet.
Because
she's probably 5-something.
A little more than that.
It is bigger than I anticipated.
It's deceptive. It's very, very deceptive. There are more traffic lights in Texas than the entire rest of the world. That can't be right. Oh, I bet to keep tigers from colliding with each other, probably.
Do you have a tiger in your tank?
No. Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas.
All right, this is not true. And do you know if you click on the highlighted thing that they'll tell you the story? Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't notice the word bananas is a different color?
Bananas is highlighted, but I thought if I clicked on it, I would get an ad to buy bananas on Amazon.
No.
It tells you more about bananas then?
It tells you, yeah. I don't believe it, though.
I wouldn't imagine...
And I got a virus.
...that we... I would think that of our DNA, as opposed to the banana DNA, my guess would be less than 1%, but they say that it's 50%. How can that be?
I don't see. Now I'm starting not to believe any of these.
I would see, like, if somebody said, guess what has 50% of your DNA, I would say gorillas probably, or monkeys or something, but not bananas, which are a berry, by the way. I learned that earlier.
I know. See, this is not true.
You don't think that one's real?
I don't know. Now they're getting weird.
Explain this one to me. The probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water also passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%.
I am not drinking a dinosaur's backwash.
That's what they're saying. They're saying that at BuzzFeed, Wendy, that you are probably drinking water that in some form touched a dinosaur.
I don't believe that.
You don't
that
think
either.
That's true?
I'm finished with this article.
What if you get like Hinckley and Schmick?
That's not the name of it.
Hinckley and Schmick.
Schmidt.
I combine them
and Schmidt.
I put them all together. That's where I get my seafood and my water.
I don't know what to say.
There have been studies, it says here, that show that goats have accents.
You're kidding. That was the worst goat.
Just so you know, when I have a nightmare tonight, it's because of that. At some point at 4 a.m., you're going to hear a scream from Evanston, and people are going to go, what was that noise? And it's because of that noise you just made. But couldn't you then say that about any animal, that they're regional and they have some sort of an accent? You could say that about every animal, right? Not just goats, probably, right?
Goats do it. Bees do it.
Even?
I don't know.
Right? There is enough iron in your body to make a 3-inch nail.
But what if I have iron poor blood?
Then you don't have enough. Then you have a 2-inch nail, which was the worst. I thought the worst alternative band of the 1980s. 2-inch nails. That was fun. That's like the babies of 9-inch nails got together and they did like a tribute band to their dads. 2-inch nails.
All right, we have to go. We're out of time.
Oh, man.
I know.
We just got started.
Do you have one more?
This is obscene.
That we even care about.
We're not going to top 2-inch nails. All right, we'll take a break. We'll say goodbye next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Well, that was fun.
It was really fun today, Bill.
Fun.
We worked an extra hour. We have a meeting after work, so we're going to stay an extra hour, and it's been a really good day.
Yes, yes. For what the elements have thrown at us, things ended up pretty good. Tomorrow, we will switch all that around. We'll do our best tomorrow, I promise. Please tune in. We're thrilled that you listened today. We'll be happy to do this again tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.